Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Cassie. Hey, Dark Hearts.
Kind of forgot we started recording and we're like, oh, wait, who's supposed to start?
And then for a second there, yeah, I'm like, okay, like it hasn't been that long. We just did one last week. Why can't I remember who starts the intro?
I know. I was overthinking it too. And when we were making that weird graphic we had recently, our fun little one of the guy in the car.
Yes.
I forgot what our intro was and I was making it. I'm like, what do I say? Oh, right. That's what it is. I think just those couple weeks we took off, like just threw me for a loop.
Right. Yeah. And I'm like trying to get back into the swing of things. Yesterday I went back to like, I mean, I worked on Saturday, but that was just like a few clients, you know, I didn't have much yesterday. It was like the full back into it.
Ugh.
And then, you know, I'm back into picking up hours this week and stuff. And so I'm just like, I'm all over the place right now still, which is a normal occurrence.
It's going to take me a good like month before I finally feel like I'm back in a routine, and then the routine will all change. So it's fine.
Right.
For work, I keep writing 2022 still, and that's an adjustment. I will also figure that out next, probably like November.
I mean, you know, well, it's like, okay, this week is a full week, but then the kids have off Monday.
Yes.
And then my daughter has off that Friday as well, 16th.
Dang.
So she goes to school the 17th, 18th, and 19th, but she's off the 20th as well.
That's what you said. That's so weird.
So then that's going to be off, and then we're back at it. And then I think February, it looks like it's pretty much, I don't know if they have any, I know my daughter will have a Friday off because the early childhood always does, but then in March they have a whole week off for spring break.
That's my daughter. Yeah. Her school. Well, in February she has a whole week off because of conferences. So I guess I lied. And then in April they have a whole week off too. So I'm like, you know what? No, but I mean, that's where we're at right now with life. And I guess I'm sure everyone else is feeling that too, especially if you have kids, you get it. And if you don't have kids, it's just weird adjusting to life again after
holidays.
Yeah. 100%. But
I clearly should have locked up my dogs. Wick decided, I don't know what he decided to bark at. So
that's
maybe try to edit that out. We'll see. Otherwise, you guys will have heard a bark. I apologize. I muted myself as soon as I could.
You know what? It's fine.
No,
and everyone should like dogs. And if you don't, you shouldn't listen to this podcast because I don't like you. Just kidding. I'm kidding. Oh my gosh. I feel like that needs to be shown. Hi, Wicky Wick. Oh my gosh. Oh, I wish my little Rem was out here to, they have those same eyes. Oh my gosh. Those eyes. Hi, Wick. Oh no, he can't even hear me. Can he?
Because
we have headphones on. Okay.
Yep. That's okay. I'll post I'll take that little video snippet and I'll post that to the socials today.
I know. I was like, then I'll post mine of Remy with her. We can make a little thing of both of the dogs helping us because I have the one of Remy that was on my computer as I was typing.
Yes, that was so cute. Like,
our sweet little pups.
Our sweet little pup pups. Yep, yep.
Speaking of pup pups, this is kind of not relevant, but it's an interesting segue I'm taking. So I've had a lot of people reach out to me and ask what we think about this whole Idaho multiple murder thing, which is kind of funny because I'm like, I don't know why necessarily our opinions seem important to other people, but it is nice to discuss it because it is a hot story in the news right now, which the dog, it reminded me,
because the dog
at the house was left alive. Thank God. Mm-hmm. I would have been even more pissed if that dog was killed. Just throwing that out there. However, think of that dog walking around and And did you read how the neighbors and stuff, they said they heard the dog barking?
Yes. I'm so torn on this case. I feel like there's still so much we don't know. I've talked I have several people who text me about it, like Lacey, and stuff will always send me stuff and or like TikTok videos about it and everything. Mm-hmm. And I have a client who texts me stuff and I'm just like, I'm so torn on this case. I don't know what's going on. I'm not going to lie, I've had a hard time. Like, I've tried to keep up with the basics of it, but like, ever since he's been arrested and all the things are coming out, I haven't read I have skimmed the affidavit and stuff.
I read it in detail one night, unfortunately. I mean, not unfortunately, but I was so intrigued that I read it the whole thing. And I was like, there's just so much. I mean, I do have to say, it sounds like the police did a really good job at keeping that information close to them before it was released, at least. But then there's just so many other questions that are unanswered in this that
I just like so torn on, like, okay, if they were all very intoxicated, maybe them all sleeping through it, but it's just like, how drunk do you have to be? Like, you'd have to be like blackout drunk, right? To not hear your friend. No one, like.
Well, and shortly before that, the guy, Ethan, who was killed, he had a DoorDash order at 4 a.m. I don't know if you read that. And I'm like, so he couldn't have been like, ate the food that fast. Then, I mean, maybe, I guess, passed out. But if this happened between, you know, like at 4:17 was when the neighbors, like surveillance cams or whatever, picked up the dog barking like nonstop at 4:17. And then the girl downstairs that heard it. And they said, though, that the thing that was weird, I don't remember all their names of who, what, but one of the girls, they said she was active on her TikTok at that time. So she would have been awake, right?
Right. So this is what I don't understand. Unless she fell asleep and it was just open and her screen doesn't lock or something. But this is where I get torn on, like, how, because they were all, correct me if I'm wrong, but they were all found in the beds, right?
They said that two of them were found on the floor. The boy with the girlfriend with the boy, the guy, they were on the floor, it said. On the affidavit, it said that, which that could have been for different reasons too.
Right.
But like, and then the girl, the survivor, how she said she heard a man's voice say, "It'll be okay. I'll help you." And so it's like, was that Ethan? Was that the killer? And how does the killer just walk past the survivor? And
I did see a TikTok about that. And it said, like, depending on the direction, either direction he came from, he wouldn't have had a direct line of sight to her.
Yeah. Well, and she said that she froze. And if it was that dark, And maybe if he did see her, maybe he thought someone, like, she already called 911. So he's like bolting out of there because cops are on the way. I mean, I don't know. It's so bizarre. There's so many unanswered questions, and I would be very interested to hear what else comes out from this, because, you know, and then the other thing people were like, well, why didn't she call 911 right away if she saw this guy? But then their psychologist
calling, I mean, like, I can understand not calling immediately because you're frozen in fear.
Yeah. That's what they say. It's like fright. Nine hours
seems a bit.
I agree. Long. They say flight, fight or freeze is the whole thing. Right. Mm-hmm. So like, I can justify that almost, but then why would you call other people over? Like having other friends come to the scene?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I guess unless you're just in shock and you don't think, I don't know. Like, I'm not trying to accuse the roommate of anything.
No.
But at the same time, I'm like, how did we clear this person so quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't know. I'm still torn on, like, I'm not saying one person can't kill four people, but it just seems like there should have been a bigger mess. They should have been tied up. Something, you know?
I agree. I know. And even in the process of killing one person, you would assume the other person in the room would wake up from that.
Yeah.
And there would have been more screaming. I don't know. Which maybe there are more details they have not revealed yet. However, it's just so bizarre. And I can't say like what I would do. I want to be like, well, of course I would call 911 the second I saw someone in my house. But once again, I've never been in that situation.
Right. And I hope to never be. So like I said, like I get not calling right away.
But like,
and I've heard of people calling like a mom or something first before calling 911. I feel like that's, you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
9 hours still feels a little excessive to be blaming it on the freeze portion.
And how, like, they're college kids. They could sleep till noon, whatever. But I also feel like with something like that, I don't know. Like, how could you really go back to sleep unless you were very intoxicated?
Well, I think either being intoxicated, but if you think about it too, if you're frozen in fear for so long, eventually that's exhausting because you've got all this adrenaline running and then you probably crash. So I know. I don't know. Like
We are not any professionals in this field at all, but it is interesting. Yeah. All the people I've talked to about it, it's like everyone has different thoughts and it is really interesting to talk about it just because it is so bizarre and it's just so sad. And I think it's just the fact that four people, like, that's, I mean, even one person for him to get away with it for that long is like insane, you know, but then like four people, which we, I mean, obviously hearing other things, we know that he was on their radar like a week after it happened. So like he really didn't, but it's just, it's so weird and it's sad.
I mean, a lot of times, well, too, the strange thing is a lot of times when you do have multiple people murdered in a home like this, it's usually one of those like family murders or someone in the family comes in and they ambush their family, usually with a gun or something, you know. But again, it's not this like, I don't know, as it all came out, it all just sounded very neat. Kind of like the Villisca House stuff where it just sounded like they were all murdered in their bed and there wasn't much noise or anything like that. But then we're like, okay, there is a surviving person in there and they called 9 hours later. And, you know, it's just, it's a very weird because they were killed. They were stabbed, right? Or were they shot? They weren't shot.
No, they were stabbed.
Yeah.
They said that it wasn't even like they were stabbed. They were tore open.
Yeah. It's so
terrible. They said that like, even if they had called 911, it's not like it would have made a difference on that.
I was going to say, portion of it.
But, well, because that's how they caught some of it, not caught him, but because he dropped, well, they don't know if it was a purpose, you know, he did it on purpose or accidentally left the sheath that his knife was in and the button on it that clasped down. It was a military one and his thumbprint was on it. And that's how they caught him. And they think that's why he went back the next morning. And so I'm just, you know, in the picture of the knife, it's just, which the gunshots you would hear, I get that.
The gunshots you would hear, but that's my other thing is like, how do you butcher four people with no noise?
And how do you get away without leaving blood all over even your vehicle? I mean, it's not like you're just changing outside. Like, I don't know.
I have so many questions. So.
I know, me too. Someone tell us. That's what I hate. Like when people are like, if you could ask God one question, what would it be? I'm like, I want to know who killed JonBenet, but now I need to know the rest of this. You know, like there's some things, it just sucks that we'll never actually know.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate, but
yeah,
I'm glad the families at least have someone in custody because that probably has to feel a little better, except for the fact that there's no connection yet. They can't find a connection between them. So it's iffy, but
I mean, hopefully, I don't know, maybe he'll give a full-on confession and that would be nice. I mean, we can't always trust that people like that
because clearly he's like, there's a lot going on upstairs there. He's crazy. I mean, that's just, his eyes just look empty and
did I send you the TikTok? Because I know Lacey sent it to me, I think, of the girl who went to high school with him and like used to hang out with him and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
I don't ever really watch TikToks because I'm not very like with the times, but
some of them are just too long for me.
Yeah, well, but you can send it to me because I will. I would be interested.
I will. I'll have to go in and. But yeah, she talked about how he had a temper and all these things, and he's always had dead eyes. And so yeah,
what a creep. So that's our intro to our case, I guess. I don't know. I just like, I've had so many friends, sending me things and asking me like, what do you guys think? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot going on. So
there is.
Just like everyone else, we probably hear and read the same things as everyone else and we don't know, but I'll be interested to see how that plays out as things continue on. My case today is not nearly as brutal as that, I will say. And it's interesting because the case today, it's fairly recent and I really couldn't find a ton of information on it, which is kind of odd as well. It's pretty like cut and dry. I think maybe that's why, they kind of knew, you know, fairly on what happened and all of that. So I was like trying to find more information just to add to this case and couldn't really find anything. So I'm just giving you guys a heads up. This is not that long today. So that's kind of where we were at with that. I don't know if you want me to go ahead and get started or if there's anything else we want to talk about now or after.
I guess real quick, just remember Patreon. If you join that, you get these episodes a day early. It's really whenever I get it edited, it gets thrown up. So, you know, thank you everyone for your support. otherwise just leaving us reviews wherever you listen, stuff like that, sharing any of our Instagram, Twitters, Facebook, like just word of mouth helps us a ton. Mm-hmm. So we really appreciate that. So I think that's all I've got though right now.
Yeah. And we hope to kind of get back in the swing of things of posting things more often as we find updates and stuff to different cases too. I was thinking about that the other day, because I know we've done a few unsolved ones or ones that haven't quite finished the process of justice. So, and if there's anything that you guys would really like to see from us or would like updates on or thoughts or whatever, reach out to us too, because we love those. We love to hear from you guys and any cases too, because we, of course, like to do ones that are not as well known. So if you are in a small town and you have something that happened, send it our way.
Yeah, for sure.
At that point where we would love any extra ones that you may know of.
Especially too, real quick, and I'll probably reiterate this at the end, but next month is Black History Month. So kind of like with Indigenous Peoples Month, we would like to highlight cases against Black people. And unfortunately, those are hard to find. So if you guys have mm-hmm. stories that you know aren't well known and things like that, for sure send them our way too.
Yes.
So yeah, that's what I got.
That's cool. And we'll make maybe a post about that too, just to put it on the forefront. Cool. Okay. Well, this week we are actually in Kansas. And so it was funny because when I was looking up cases, I kept finding the one that you did, Cassie, of, I want to say, is his name Alfonso, the unsolved one. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. And I was like, there was tons on him. And so I was glad, I mean, to see that it's still like out there. This week we're in Topeka, which is the capital city of Kansas. For those of you who don't know, we're going to be talking about a woman. Her name is Hester Workman. So like I said, not a ton of information because of how quickly it was solved and all of that. So I'm just going to kind of start with like the background, I guess, of Hester. However, this case did happen in April of 2021. So,
oh wow,
very recent. And final sentencing and stuff just happened in October of 2022. So we're pretty recent. Some of you might know this. I hadn't heard this one. So I'm not sure, Cassie, if you'll know it, but I figured, yeah, let's kind of focus on Hester at the beginning of this. So when this crime happened, Hester was only 46 years old. She was employed as a legal support staff supervisor for the Kansas State Board of Healing Arts. She enjoyed watching crime and medical shows, doing puzzles and reading. She loved her dog, Peanut. Aww. Not sure what kind of dog, but like based on the name, I want to think it was just a little guy. So I don't know. Could never find the breed. But most of all, her kids were her pride and joy. They were the most important things to her. So she had a son, Dylan, who was 16 at the time of the crime, and a daughter named Sydney, who was 13. They said that they looked like twins, despite them being 3 years apart. And they also had a very striking resemblance to their mother. So that's a little bit about Hester. They did say too that she was really funny and had a very quick wit. So on April 24th of 2021, around 7 p.m., Hester's son, Dylan, came home from work and he found his mother laying in the garage of their home. So she was unconscious and there was very obvious trauma to her head. Ooh. Yeah. Imagine being like a teenager fighting that.
Yeah. Cause you right? said he was 16.
Yes. And his parents were divorced too. I guess I should add that in there. So she was just there. Sydney was, however, with her dad at this time. So it was just Hester that was found and Dylan that found her.
Okay.
So I think it was pretty obvious that she was dead already, but you know, he calls paramedics regardless and they do come and they do declare her dead. They said that it was very suspicious, which, you think. So when cops come, Dylan's freaking out and he told police, this is sad, that he initially thought that he had hit his mother with his car maybe, and that he had ran her over in the driveway after he thought that he like felt a bump, which I'm like, no, you wouldn't have like, I mean, I guess if you pushed her all the way into the garage, but that made me really sad for him to immediately think it was his fault. Yeah. And, It was not. So there's that. But I think just that trauma right away, can you imagine that? That's terrible. So the investigators later do determine that it is a homicide. So there was a ton of blood next to her body, which they were able to determine was the result of her being hit multiple times with a blunt object. Ugh. Yeah. So thankfully, Sydney was not there to see all this. She's at her dad's, but Dylan is still there. And I don't know why they let him like stay at the house. And why would you want to stay at the house? I don't know. There's a lot of like missing details about, did someone come stay with him, like family? I don't know. And especially knowing that it's like a homicide, would you really want to stay there? I don't know.
I'm surprised if they had to like investigate things that they would allow him to stay there.
Right. And this is where, like, when I was researching it, I read multiple articles and none of them gave any different information. And I was like, that's bizarre. Why wouldn't you? But I think once again, when you find out, I mean, everything that happened, it's like, okay, well, we figured it out. It's done. There's no need. But I found that very weird.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's like super upset, obviously. And I mean, I don't know, if I found my mom beat to death, I would be like, you'd have to put me like in a psych ward or something. Honestly, like I would go crazy. Like I can't even imagine that. So he's at his house. And of course, you know, he needs comfort and a distraction. So he invited his best friend over to hang out with him. So his best friend's name was Amadeus Ballou Meyer. Time out. This is right where I have to say, Amadeus, Amadeus, you know, like immediately every time I read that name, Amadeus, Amadeus. And I was like, cool. Now I have this in my head. I was singing it. My daughter's like, what are you saying? So I pulled it up on YouTube. I'm like, and she just stared at me like, said, hey, okay, this is like, I don't even know. Like, I just know it's an old song. And I feel like if you know it, you know it.
Yeah.
And just so everyone knows, that song did come out in 1985. And the band's name is Falco. And it's called Rock Me Amadeus. So people who don't know, I had no idea who even sang it or anything. I was like, this is okay. So the whole night it was in my head and it's in my head now. So it's going to be in your head too.
Yes,
it is. If you know, you know. Okay.
So or you can go look it up now.
Yeah, now you should, because it's, you'll have it stuck in your head forever. It's a very bizarre music video as well, because I went down that rabbit hole after I started this. I've
never seen the music video. I just know the song. Yeah,
don't bother. It's pretty weird. So so Amadeus, oh my gosh, he comes over and he was like super supportive, of course. You know, it's his best friend. And he told him, you know, he hugged him and said he couldn't imagine losing a parent. And it was just terrible. So I don't know if you can kind of see where this is.
I was like, please don't tell me Amadeus killed her.
Amadeus. Yeah, well, Amadeus is not such a good friend after all. Mm-hmm. The next day, Dylan was informed of some news. So, you know, being that this was only 2 years ago, there's several doorbell cameras of surveillance and whatnot. Right. So please have him even review it to see if he can see who that is. And very clearly, you can see Amadeus running from Dylan's house around the time, so around 7 p.m. This is when all this went down. So at 7 p.m., they see him running from Hester's house, Dylan's house, and he's carrying a baseball bat and he's booking it. Like he's running. So I cannot even imagine that. Like, seeing that too on a camera and a bat, and like, I don't know. I just think that's so weird. I don't know. And the fact that he was at his house that same night acting like nothing happened.
Yeah.
And Dylan even said that Amadeus was at his house like three times a week for months because they were best friends.
Right.
So it's pretty obvious from the surveillance that this is definitely Amadeus. So on April 27th, they arrest him on charges of felony murder, first degree murder, burglary, theft, and obstruction. Because of the heinous crime, prosecution called for him to be charged as an adult. And the court was able to hear several versions of what happened that night. But later on, Amadeus admitted that he was really mad at Dylan the day of the murder, the day that he did this. He said that he was mad at Dylan because Dylan called him out for smoking in his car.
It's his car.
Cause for, yeah, like, okay, I mean, so that justifies killing your mom?
So you killed your You killed your best friend's mom because your friend was like, hey, you can't smoke in my car?
I guess. And that's the only thing it talks about. But then it takes a really weirder turn because that was what he says. And he said that, you know, he was pissed about it, but then later, and this is where I feel like there's a lot of information that's not being supported. Like, so why did he just happen to show up then to Dylan's house later? Because it said that he saw Hester outside the home that evening. He decided that he wanted to pull a prank on her to scare her to get back at Dylan. None of it makes sense. None of it makes sense. That's why it's really weird. So he says he decides to do this. So he sees her outside or whatever. She goes in the garage. He jumps out, scares her from behind her. And it caused her, this is what Amadea said, was that it caused her to fall backwards, hit her head on the metal rails of the garage door. And she was bleeding and in a lot of pain. And he panicked and he didn't want her to suffer. So he finds a baseball bat in the garage and he used the bat to hit her twice in the head. After that, he ran from the scene and dumped the bat in Shugna Creek, which is nearby. I call BS on that too. None of it makes sense.
One
at all.
A head wound is always going to bleed a ton, no matter how small it is.
Correct.
Why?
It's like another one of those things where, kind of on the sidetrack of, well, the whole story recently in the news too, where the little girl was killed by the FedEx driver.
Yes.
How he said he accidentally hit her with his truck. And so he didn't want her to suffer. And then she was afraid she was going to tell her dad. So he killed her. It's like, yeah, you would have gotten a lot less trouble just by, I mean, accidentally hitting her.
Yeah.
Then now you've killed her. So that doesn't even make sense. Like, no, I don't understand the reasoning behind that.
No, because the thing is if this is a child darting in front of your car, like, that's right, an accident, and mm-hmm, you immediately call someone, like, there's going to be an investigation, but if it happened the way you said, where this child darted in front of you and you couldn't do anything, you're not even going to be charged.
Yeah.
If anything, the parents might be charged with negligence.
Correct. And as much as terrible as that is, okay, yeah, it's still, you didn't kill somebody and that person is still alive. So if you pull this prank on her and you scared her, you'd be like, oh shit, I am so sorry. I did not mean to do that. And you get charged with what? Assault or something. I mean, chances are,
if she presses charges at that point, I think she would have to press charges.
Yeah. Especially knowing him too. I mean, and they're, it's not like he's some random stranger. Like,
right,
you know her. If you've been there that many times, like, you know her. She's probably fed you several times, almost like a second mom, you would assume, if you're there that much.
Yeah.
I just found that very weird and creepy and odd that this was never, like, have you heard this story before, out of curiosity?
I don't think so.
See, I hadn't either, and I was like, how have I not? Like, this is still a terrible, it's kind of like last week when your fear of, you know, like, your kids killing you. I'm sorry. If one of my kids' friends kills me, like, it makes you think a little bit there. Like, who's in my house? You know, like, it's so eerie. But, like, I think part of the reason too, there's not a lot of information, is because he did plead guilty in July of that year, to premeditated murder in the first degree. So they didn't have to go to trial and they didn't have to do all that. So I think it was easy for them to just lock him up and throw away the key, you know?
Yeah.
As far as that went, without having to go through the whole process of that, I'm surprised he didn't try to claim, like, insanity or something.
They had to have had some pretty damning evidence for him to plead guilty to premeditated first degree murder.
I agree.
Because otherwise, it's pretty rare, unless someone has a guilty conscience or whatever, it's pretty rare that they wouldn't then go to trial or try to get a plea deal for, like, second degree murder or something like that.
And once I heard that he pled guilty to that, his sentencing, you'll hear here, is really weird as well, where I'm like, if he pled guilty to that high of a charge, how did he get this sentence? Which, once again, there might have been more to it that is not out there. If anyone personally, like, knows anything about this case, I would love to hear. I mean, other than, I guess, surveillance, seeing, showing him, you know, finding the bat with his fingerprints, his DNA on it, her DNA on it. I mean, it's pretty like slam dunk case, but it's weird that he would just, and especially being sentenced or charged as an adult, that he would just be like, yeah, I did it. Like, I don't know.
There wouldn't be more fighting. Like a notebook or something that like talked about.
Planned about it or planned it. Yeah. So in October of 2022, which I feel like was last week, he was sentenced to a life sentence, but will be eligible for parole after 50 years.
Hey Dark Hearts, just wanted to take a moment to tell you about She's Birdie. What this is a small device that can give you a little bit of peace of mind whether you're out walking, working late, or whatever it might be. The Birdie is a small device that can easily be on your keychain, your belt loop, your purse, or held in your hand. The original Birdie is just a loud alarm with a flashing light to help draw attention to you if you're feeling uncomfortable or you're in a situation where you need help or attention. Now they offer the Birdie Plus. Same device, except it doesn't have the flashing light. Instead, it comes with an app that gives you 24/7 access to live representatives who can talk with you while you're walking to your car or wherever you might be you feel uncomfortable, or they can even send first responders to your location, as well as sharing your GPS location with two emergency contacts and giving you an excuse call if you're in a situation where you feel uncomfortable and aren't sure how to get away. Now, what's nice about the Birdies is that it's something that you can use discreetly to call the live representatives. You just press the buttons twice. If you want an excuse call, you just tap it once and you'll get an automated call that'll help give you an excuse to get away from whatever situation you're in. Now, if you hold the button, this is what sends your location to your two emergency contacts. The original Birdie is $29.95 and the Birdie Plus is $39.95, and then you do need a subscription with that, which is $8.99 a month, or you can do the annual subscription of $89.99, saving you 20%. But if you use our code DARKHEARTS15, you'll get 15% off your Birdie as well. This is something that we love, we have for ourselves as well, just with the type of stuff that we're into, the true crime. We're clearly more aware of our surroundings. We are a little more cautious at times, and this can just give us a peace of mind. It's also great if you have teenagers who are out now, working later, school activities, to give you peace of mind about their safety as well. So again, their site is SHESBIRDIE.com, and if you use our code DARKHEARTS15, you'll get 15% off your order today. So stay Heartland kind, but Darkland wary, and have that Birdie with you to make sure you stay safe. A lot of times when they're a minor, even if they're charged as an adult, I think they've changed laws or something like that, that they cannot
get a life sentence or
without
something,
parole.
Right? Yeah. Which so given...
he'd be what? I mean, but he'd be 68 only.
Yeah, I know. That's fairly young. I mean,
yeah,
that's scary to put him back out there because now
especially spending
all those
his
crucial...
formative years in prison.
Yes, exactly. What I was going to say, I'm like those crucial years of learning things. Let's put him back out into society and have him
It'll be interesting, though. Is it like he's just eligible for parole, right?
That's true. Not. Yes.
It so doesn't mean he's... they could still be like, nah.
Nah, which I would hope. I'm sure, though, they have to have that like in there because of his age.
Yeah.
I just like was blown away by that. And he, like, when you see him, you'll be like, clearly there's a screw loose. And I hate to say that just based on appearance, but like you can sometimes just tell by looking at a person, there's a lot going on there, you know, like he just isn't well kept. He's like, I don't know. And not that that justifies killing anybody, but like, I think there was more going on there, and he probably needs a lot of, like, I mean, clearly he needs mental help if he's, you know, killing a human being, especially his best friend's mom. But it's just, it's a sad case.
It'll be interesting to see if he comes back with an appeal with, like, ineffective counsel and stuff. Because, like I said, I mean, that just, to plead guilty to premeditated first-degree murder, you either had a horrible counsel.
Right.
Who was just like, didn't want to deal with it. Or they had some pretty damning evidence that was like, there's no way we can take this to trial.
Right. And he's just like a kid. You'll come out
looking horrible.
Right. And like, so, yeah, he doesn't know. He's just going to do what they tell him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm sure there's going to be more coming with that, especially because that was such a recent thing.
Yeah.
In October. So I'll be curious to see what else happens with that. I don't know if, I mean, I would assume that Dylan and him are not still in contact. It never said anything about him apologizing or anything. So I have no clue where they stand there. But I guess on a more positive note, like, Dylan and Sydney worked and I'm sure continue to work really hard to remember their mom and honor her. Dylan said that, or his quote was, "My mom worked hard for me and my sister every day. And I guess I didn't really appreciate that until after I couldn't appreciate it anymore."
Oh.
And I thought that's also very eye-opening, because those years are the years that generally, not everyone, but, you know, you don't get along with parents and it can be really, you know, just turmoil.
And the thing is like, at 16, like a teenager, like, you've got so much of your own shit going on. You're self-involved. And like, that's just a teenager. You know what I mean? And so like, no, it's not until you're an adult that you can look back and you have to take care of yourself. You're like, oh shit.
Yeah. My parents, like, now I have like a whole new appreciation for my parents now that I'm a parent too. And I see, I'm like, oh, they put up with this, like, you know, like just stuff that you don't appreciate in the moment. But yeah, so, I mean, they remembered her for her selflessness, generosity, and her fun quirks. One example they used, they said that she would leave their Christmas tree up year round with ornaments and everything just because she didn't want to have to move it to the basement every year.
I mean, fair.
I know. I was like, I get it. I get it, lady.
I'm not also gonna lie. Okay. It's my husband who put all that stuff down. I mean, we do a real Christmas tree, so I couldn't.
Oh yeah, mine was down like the next day.
Oh yeah,
everything. I'm like, I can't have it around. And I know some people do that, and some people like decorate their trees for like different seasons and holidays and stuff, which is fine. I could never, mostly because with animals and pets too.
Yeah,
that shit's not gonna stay up. That's gonna fall, or you're gonna find random ornaments under the couch and whatnot.
I have always wanted a Halloween tree, though.
I know. That would be cool. I have a friend that she does. I mean, and she's, like, adorable as far as, like, she's very good at decorating, and she's good at that, and she'll do, like, a Valentine tree, a Thanksgiving, you know, and I'm like,
I mean, it's a one-time thing. I just want a Halloween one.
Yeah. Just Halloween everything. I feel like for some people, Halloween is, like, a month of the year. For other people, like us, it's, like, a year
it's
thing.
A lifestyle.
Like, I choose Halloween every day.
Yeah.
You know, you got to choose it every day.
Yes.
I love that. So there's that. And as far as like her generosity, they said that if she ever had like a gift card from someone, she would never spend it on herself. And she would always make sure to spend it buying something for someone else or gifting it to someone else. Like, she was just a good person. She loved her kids. She would take them on fun vacations and had actually planned on taking them to the ocean for the first time that upcoming summer.
Oh,
so yeah, very, very sad. And one other thing too, I read while I was researching this was that Amadeus, there was actually, he was also being investigated, for sexual assault of a minor.
Ooh.
It didn't have a lot of things on that, but they said that would have in, what year? I think it was like 2014. And I'm like, wait, huh? So he would have been real young because he was 16 also at the time of this. So not sure whatever happened with that, but, which I know they can't share a lot on that anyways, since they both would be minors, but, there's just clearly a history there, a past of some troubled behavior.
Yeah.
So that was literally all I had. And it was so short, but it was one of those cases that, like, you don't hear, it's usually, you know, violence against women or, you know, races yeah. and hate crimes. But this was a very, like, just weird. You don't ever really hear about that kind of a thing. And especially with someone that young and
not being sad. Their own parent.
Yeah. And, like, it doesn't really give a like, he doesn't have a good excuse as to why. Like, there has to be more to that.
Right.
That he's not sharing. Like, I don't know. And to be mad at your friend, but then to kill his mom instead of just take it out on your friend, argue it out with your friend.
I guess unless the only way I could see it is if, like, he does have some seriously mental issues. And his thought was if Dylan was super close to his mom and he was like,
hurt him that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So bizarre. I was just weirded out. And I feel like I was even searching to see if there was any, like, documentaries or 2020s, like, anything, because that's a big thing.
Yeah.
And there wasn't. And I'm like, is it just because it all ended so quickly, like, within
probably
a day or two?
Yeah.
And it wasn't, like, an ongoing unsolved case mystery type thing.
And I feel like, unfortunately, teenagers murdering is becoming a more common thing.
Yes.
Because, like, I have to still look up, like, I randomly sometimes am like, oh my god, whatever happened to that boy in Florida who murdered, like, he was like 13 and he murdered the 12 or 13 year old, like, cheerleader girl and like Snapchat about it, and mom helped
cover it up
and stuff. And I'm like, I knew I looked up at one point, and then he was trying to plead insanity, and it was like very blatantly fake, you know?
Yeah.
And, but I'm like, okay, that was like a big thing for like 2 seconds, but I'm like, why are we not, why are there not updates? Which I have to do.
I agree.
Look that up.
Yeah. I remember when that happened too. And I feel like there's a lot of things like that too. And it kind of reminds me of when, like, school shootings, now you hardly even hear about them because we're so just like desensitized to it.
Well,
and it's such
around,
a common thing.
Was that around Thanksgiving or so, where there were like several shootings in different places? Like, there was a Walmart shooting. And
yes.
There was another shooting. And I think just recently there was a college shooting.
I don't even know. So, probably. But that's the thing. Like, I think about Columbine, and it's like, that was, I mean, such a huge thing. But now, because it's such a common thing, like, we just don't even hear about it. And I think it's almost like that with young kids too, because I think I sound like such an old, like, social media and, you know, everything that these kids, like, have access to, though. I mean, it's like a lot of it is glamorized too, where I think that they think it's like the cool thing to do until they realize there's actually, like, consequences. And that case, the one that you talked about, the Snapchat one, that's, it reminds me too of like the Slenderman, like, case with the other kids and stuff too. And it's like, kids are just so easily influenced.
They are, but then it's almost like making me wonder, I'm like, because, like, I know that there are parents who will be in denial about their kids having mental issues or any, like, even learning issues.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, we have, like, mental health is still a very much, like, needs to come further, but, like, we have these things.
It's come so far from where it was that you would think there would be almost a decline in, like, some of that stuff. But it's like parents that are too proud to admit their kid might need help. It's like, but why, when there's all these great resources available to them, would you not take advantage of it to help your child
not become a killer?
Right.
Just,
I mean,
it's
there's
for your
that.
Safety too.
Yeah. We're not even talking about just, like, being successful in your career or life. Like, they won't kill you, okay?
They will not murder you or others, okay?
And that's the goal, okay? That's definitely the goal.
I mean, it's just, I don't know with our world anymore.
I know. Well, in your case last week, that was back, was that 60s? The 60s? The
50s? Late 50s.
I mean, and that's insane that that was that long ago and that was a kid, but now it's, like, way more common.
It is. But the thing, again, at that point, if his mom had, you know, his mom may have had a mental illness that he inherited.
Yeah.
And that is not talked about. And, you know, like, a little bit, like I said, like, so again, not justifying it, but it's like, okay, if mom's mentally and verbally abusive, I can see snapping, not justifying,
it's a cycle.
But, like, it's a cycle. This was nothing. This was, well, you told me I couldn't smoke in your car?
Right. And then it makes you wonder, though, what's his background? And can they not maybe talk about that as much because he is a minor? But if they're charging him as an adult.
As an adult, I would think.
You would have, because I think, like, what was his background like? What would possibly, you know, and there is nothing on that.
Because which is weird. Is too, is more often than not, if you have, especially a child sexually assaulting another child, it's because they're being assaulted.
Correct.
So
I don't know when that information came out either. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Did they deal with that when it happened, or did that they found out that after he was already arrested? So it makes you wonder, had it been investigated or not?
Right.
In 2021, I would certainly freaking hope so.
So he was 9. I just had to do the math because I can't in my head. Mm-mm. So was 7 years prior to this. So he was 9. There's that poor, like, the thing is like, that kid can't have been, something had to have been happening to him.
He's too young. I mean, like, there has, in one way or another, something. And that's unfortunate for everyone. Yes. That's, once again, doesn't justify killing someone, but, like, maybe let's take care of the problem then. Yeah. It just shows that we do have a long ways to go with lots of things.
Yes.
But, I mean, if my name was Amadeus, I'd be pissed too, I guess.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
I mean, like I said, all I can think about is the song. And it, I just, see, but it's then
I
be
also think of the Bloodhound Gangs had that one song too.
Oh, and right.
The name Amadeus was in
yes,
it.
Yes. Yes.
Which was definitely not a child friendly song.
No, no, no.
Yet Amadeus. I listened to it as a child.
Isn't there a movie Amadeus as well? Like, I'm not.
Sure. Well, because I. Was it, I think there's a famous composer whose name is Amadeus.
Yeah. So I'm sure there's, I mean, yeah. And that's funny because you don't really hear that name ever.
Hey, look, there's a 1984 film called Amadeus.
Yeah. Oh,
because it's Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. See, I was going to say Amadeus Mozart, but I was like, that's not right.
There you go. Yep.
There we go.
There it is.
Yep.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's what I've got today, guys. And I know that wasn't probably overly exciting, but it was just very, I wanted something different. Honestly, there's a case in Kansas that I really wanted to do. And I was like, okay, I started too late on the research process because there's a lot to it. So I hopefully will do that in the next few months. I'll come back to that one.
Yeah.
But you know, we got to break ourselves in easy here, right? Getting back into the swing of things and
You and I, we got to get together and chat.
Yes.
We've had someone reach out to us too, who's a Nebraska podcaster as well, who wants to do some, what do you call it? Like a promotion swapping, you know, so we need to record something so we can give that to him and
absolutely
get something. And you know, it's one of those things, like 2023, we got some good things on the horizon. It feels like, I don't want to talk about too much right now. But you know, so we are gonna hopefully get together this week and figure that stuff out.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in person in forever. We do this remotely. And so, it's sad. I have a Christmas gift for you, Cassie. We're almost halfway through January and how I roll.
I gave you yours, in October?
So it evens out
Although in my
I'm late.
I actually held on to I had part of your Christmas gift in June.
Wow. So I'm actually very impressed.
Did hold on to it. Even my sister, because I got hers too, because Box Lunch and Hot Topic were having some sales. So I got you, my sister, and my husband all some stuff. And it was summertime. And I held that shit. And everyone like, I can't believe you held on to that. I was like,
I know.
Right?
I can't either. But honestly, that's the best time to shop is when they're having all these sales. But every year I say, I'm going to start early. You know, December 23rd, I'm at the store.
Yeah, you know, it happens.
Not really. I mean, I do it a little earlier.
Oh, that was legit when my husband got me my Christmas present. Him and my son went into Target. I dropped them off and they went in.
That's funny.
But, and my son was very much like, I picked it out. I picked these out. I did get a super cute corgi pop socket because I love me a corgi.
Oh, cute. Oh, that's super cute. I can see it. Oh,
a little bit. Yeah.
It's a cute little guy.
Then they got me a really cool Valkyrie from Thor pop. You know, the Funko Pop, but it's like a Funko big Pop. One, and she's like super colorful on a Pegasus. So
there you go. Yeah. All I heard was blah, 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 blah in that sentence. Cause you know, I know what the Funko Pop stuff, I know that, but I don't know any of the rest of it. So
I can't believe you haven't watched Thor though.
I'm not a superhero like movie. I mean, I'll look at him. Yeah, absolutely. But my attention span is not very long. And those movies are so long. And I just don't care. Like, oh, if I watch it, I'll think it's like good, any of those. But like, I'm not going to go out of my way to go see those. It's just not my style.
You don't have to. It's on Disney Plus. You have Disney
Plus. Yeah, that's going out of my way to like watch it at home in my own time. You sound like my brother's always like, you have to watch all these. I have all of these. Why haven't you watched them? And I'm like, because I just don't care.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I have so many movies. Like, I can go to a theater and watch a movie with no issues. At home, I get distracted too easily. My attention span is short. Like, I still really want to watch the Robert Pattinson Batman, but it's over 2 hours long.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at with life. I can't.
Then it's like, I got burned the other night when I did watch Inheritance on Netflix that was 2 hours long, and it was horrible.
Yeah. Those Netflix ones, it's like, you could go either way, but...
Yeah. Well, I've just been reading a ton right now too, so that's been like taking priority,
which over is trying good to watch anyway. Stuff. Yeah, that's more. I mean, it's better for your brain.
Because I watched Yellowstone. I've over halfway through Ginny and Georgia season one.
Yeah, that's. I like that show. I haven't even started the second season, but I went down a documentary loophole. There's a really good one that just came out. I don't know if it just came out today or what. I already watched it because I had it on as I was working. I always have something on in the background. It's like, I don't know the exact name, but it's like The Hitchhiker Kai Hatchet Man. Okay. Sounds bizarre. And I was like, what is this? It's only like maybe an hour and 15 minutes or something documentary about a guy who was like, a hitchhiker who ended up like, he was kind of a hero in a situation. And then he's all over the news because of it.
He a murderer?
Then he kills someone later on and they're like, oh my gosh, like, was this because, you know, he was all over the news. And then they were like he was on Jimmy Kimmel, like all of this stuff. You just need to watch it. Cause I had never heard of this case and it's very interesting and it's a good one, guys. And like, it's one of those ones that you just, even if you don't know about it, it's like, okay, that's a pretty crazy. Who would have thought?
Interesting.
But in Death in the Dorms, I watched that show. There's a lot of good like crime things out there right now, and that's kind of the hole I've gone down. So
yeah,
but I need to just put it on pause because then I have weird dreams when it's like engulfs your life, you know?
Yeah.
So
I've been listening to a historical fiction audiobook, but then what I've been physically reading is a bunch of K-drama, young adult books that are delightful and cute, and so that's the route I've been on.
Good. That's good. That sounds light and good. I mean,
I
you know,
did read one book. So I had told you, because remember I told you about that author, Kate Alice Marshall. I got her book. It was like Vanishing in the Woods or something like that in October when I got my spooky reads, and then I went out and bought everything she had.
Yeah.
So I read the first book in her children's mystery series. It was,
when you say children's, like what,
8 to 12 year olds is what it's marketed for,
like literally children, not like young adult. Okay. I just didn't know what you
meant.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say though, like as a young, like it could still be a young adult. I would say
I think it depends.
More so the reason why I think it's more 8 to 12 is because you don't get a lot of character building in this. You know, we're not getting a lot of like backstory and stuff like we do in some other stuff, because kids shorter attention sometimes. It's a kind of twisted cursed town fairy tale-esque type thing, a little creepy. But the first book was good. I'm gonna read the second book, and then there's a third one. So
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah. She does have another young adult book coming out on the 17th that I've already got pre-ordered. It'll be here that day.
That's amazing.
I'm so excited for her. Her writing is phenomenal.
Good. That's good. When you find an author like that, you know, you do it. I've gone down that rabbit hole with some authors lately, and I'm like, just can't stop reading, and I love that. But then I feel like, I get behind on all my shows, and then I remember that TV's trash anyway, so like I should just not even care about that.
I know.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's cold out anyways, so it's like it's a good time to just do all the reading, and
it is.
I guess watch shows too. But if you guys have any good shows or books, do share.
Yes, do. I read mostly fantasy, YA, adult, whatevs, but I'll check out anything. I've got a few horror books that I've seen on BookTok that sound good that I want to check out.
Yeah, so. I like mostly like mystery, thriller. I'm very into Colleen Hoover right now, obsessed with every book of hers I've read, which I know she's like very popular right now, but there's some books of hers that I'm like, they're heavy. They're good.
Yeah.
But you know, I'll not read fantasy probably, but still give us all the things, because what I won't read, Cassie will read, and what Cassie won't read, I'll probably read. So
exactly.
We'll take all the recommendations.
Yes.
It's fun.
Remember, we're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, and you can email us at heartland.darklandpodcast@gmail.com. Please rate and review, and we're on Patreon if you want to hit that up at any point, if you're able
That'd be cool. Yeah. We'd love the support there too.
Yes. So until next time. Yeah. Until next time, stay heartland kind,
but darkland wary.